Welcome to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Our faith family meets at 110 Longview Avenue in Springfield, Ohio on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. At Maplewood, we're learning to love God and learning to love others. For more information, visit our website at maplewoodnazarene.org or find us on Facebook. Now, it's time for this week's message.
I'm going to go back to the 23rd Psalm. I'm dwelling there this year. Been there a lot this year. As many of you know, my mom died on Christmas Day last year. I did her funeral, and this is one of the psalms she wanted read there. So I think God's keeping me there to give me comfort and peace. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely Your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, You are with me. You are with me. You, my God, are with me.
Amen.
You, my Lord and my Savior, You are with me.
Yes.
The Father is with me. The Son is with me. The Holy Spirit is with me. I'm not alone. I'm never alone. I'm never alone. Even in the darkest night, I'm not alone.
Amen.
Even in the darkest valley, I don't walk by myself. Even in the darkest seasons of life, You are there. You are there. Even when the shadows are closing in all around me. If you've been there, where the shadows are just closing in all around me, you can't hardly see. My God is with me. My God will never leave me. My God will never abandon me. No matter how dark the night gets, no matter how dark the night gets, my Savior will shine through. He will shine through. Life can be hard sometimes. Anybody had a hard life, any? No?
Amen.
Okay. I think the rest of you could go. You're good. The four of us will stay here, though. Life is hard, maybe even most of the time. There are times when we're going through the valley, and it just doesn't seem like we'll get through it. Doesn't seem like we'll get on the other side of it. Darkness seems to surround us more days than not. You know, I think there are people that live most of their lives in the valley. Most of their lives in the valley. Life is hard. And life in the valley is so very hard. But we have a God who cares. We have a God who cares. We have a God who loves.
Amen.
We have a God who is present even when we're living in the valley. Even when in the darkest valley, our God is right there. Even in the valley of the shadow of death, He is there. He is there. If you drove down this road earlier today, you drove through the valley of the shadow of death. You see the vultures there this morning?
Yeah.
All right. That was appropriate this morning. Thank you, Jesus. They were eating a skunk. You can't get away from God's presence, though. Even if you try. You ever try to get away from God's presence? Okay, there's a few people that probably have. Yeah, right? You can separate yourself from God by rejecting Jesus and turning your back on Him. But guess what? He is still standing right behind you, just waiting for you to turn back around.
Amen.
You're not separating yourself from His presence, even if you're trying. Even if you're trying. God loves you. God loves you. Why don't we do this morning? Say, God loves me. Now say it like you mean it.
God loves
all right,
me.
All right. God loves you. And He wants you to turn to Him and lean into Him when you're going through the valley. You know, sometimes when we're going through the valley, we kind of shrink back away from God. But He wants us to lean into Him. He wants you to trust Him in the darkness. God wants you to trust Him in the darkness. God wants you to cry out to Him when those shadows are closing in all around you. He wants you to cry out to Him. God wants you to know that He's right there by your side as life journey takes you through the valley. And we will go through the valley. If you haven't been through the valley yet, you will. Welcome to life. You will. But God is right there, and you can't get away. You can't get away from Him. He is always there. His presence is always there. God is ever present. Do you believe that this morning?
Amen.
If you don't believe it, I've got scripture to show you. Psalm 139, verse 7. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely darkness will hide me, and the light becomes night all around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like day, for darkness is as light to you. Have you ever been in total darkness? Anybody here ever been in total darkness? I'm not just talking about at night pulling the shades. I'm talking about total darkness, when there's no light whatsoever around you. If you've ever been on a tour of the Ohio Caverns, you know what I'm talking about. Okay? You've been to the Ohio Caverns? It's a little ways north of here, about a half hour, 45 minutes. When you go into the caverns and you're going through the tour, partway through it, they turn the lights out. You're several feet underground. There's no doors or windows. They turn the lights out. They do warn you first. Okay, so you're ready, but you're still not ready. It's a little bit eerie when they turn all the lights on. You can't see anything. You can hold your hand right here. You can't see it. You cannot see it. But even in sheer darkness, God can see. God can see. Even in the sheer darkness, God can see, and He will still be your guide. No matter how dark life gets, God will still be your guide.
Amen.
No matter how dark the darkest valley gets, my God can see it through it as though it was the brightest of days. He can see right through that darkness. It's amazing to think about, isn't it? I mean, you have someone that's there at all times. You have someone by your side who's there at all times, even in those darkest of times. And the darkness is like daylight to Him. He can see in sheer darkness as though the noonday sun was shining. It doesn't affect Him. It doesn't limit Him. And that someone is our mighty God. Who better to guard you through the darkest of darkness that life can throw your way? Our mighty God, who can see in that darkness. When you can't see what's coming around the corner, He can see and He's ready. He's ready. We have a God who's always there. We have a God who's always there, always encouraging you to move forward when you feel trapped in the valley. I know sometimes when we go through it, we feel trapped in the valley. We feel stuck. We feel like this is it. We're not going to be able to get out of this situation. But God doesn't want you to feel trapped. He wants you to keep moving forward. He doesn't want you to build a house in the valley. He wants you to build that house up on the mountaintop because that's where we'll dwell.
That's right.
We're not intended to stay in the valley. We're not built for valley living. We're just not. But we will journey through the valley sometimes. We will. But we have a God who can see through that darkness that surrounds us in that deep, deep, dark valley. But it gets better than that. It gets better than that. There's even something more hopeful than having a God who can see through the darkness. When we're passing through the darkest valley, we don't just have the one who can see in the darkness as though it was the daylight now. Now, come on now. We have the one who is the light.
Amen.
We have the one who is the light. We have the one who is the light that the darkness cannot overcome. No matter how dark, we have the one. We have Jesus. We have Jesus.
Amen.
Look at someone and tell them, you have Jesus. All right. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not fear the darkness, even in the darkest valley. The Gospel of John starts out like this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. I got to read that one again. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. You don't sound too excited about that. The light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Okay, we got a couple of teachers here today. So I'm just going to tell you, teachers, right here, right now, if any of your students writes this sentence that I'm going to read, give them an A for the day on all of their assignments. It's bad grammar, but that's okay. There ain't no darkness that can overcome my Jesus.
Amen.
There ain't no darkness that can overcome my Jesus.
Right.
Jesus is with me in the darkest valley, and He can see in that darkness. Jesus is with me in the darkest valley, and He is the light that the darkness cannot overcome. Cannot overcome. We just have to keep our eyes on Him, and we'll be able to see everything we need to see. That makes sense? If you keep your eyes on Jesus, you will see everything you need to see. Even in the darkest valley, knowing that my Jesus is with me in every dark valley that I walk through, that'll be a comfort to me. That'll be a comfort to me. But He won't be much of a comfort if I take my eyes off of Him. He won't be able to be much of a comfort to me if I'm not looking at Him. If I'm looking at Jesus, guess what? I don't notice that darkness. If I'm looking at that darkness, I can't see Jesus no more. I can't see Him. Because that's not what I'm looking at. You see what you look at. That may be an obvious thing to say, but you see what you look at. You won't be able to see Jesus in the darkest valley if you're not looking for Him. But our awesome God will be a great comfort to us in the darkness when we turn our eyes upon Jesus. Only when we turn our eyes upon Jesus. You know, I shared with Pastor Vicky before the service, I said, I thought of about a million more songs we could do that go along with this sermon. And that's one of them, right? Turn your eyes upon Jesus?
Yes.
We would still be singing if it hadn't. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, starting at verse 3. Praise be to God and our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort that we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. The God of all comfort. The God of all comfort, who will comfort us in all our troubles. One of the lines from the 23rd Psalm says, He prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. He prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. That'd be scary. That'd be scary. You know, when I get nervous or scared, I can't eat. Anybody else like that? You just can't eat if you get too nervous or too afraid because, you know, my stomach all twists and knots, and if I try to eat, it's not going to be pretty. I'm just going to say that. It's not going to be pretty. And I read this verse, and I think of sitting at a table with food on it, surrounded by people that want to do me harm. How hard would that be? You know, and for me, the way I picture this is, anybody watch those old World War II movies? And my dad used to love them. My dad served in World War II, and he used to love watching those old movies. You know, there'd be explosions and machine gun fire. There'd be smoke and flames and blasts going off all around. There'd be screams. And that's what I picture with this phrase. And I think, in that utter chaos, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. In that utter chaos that I think of when I picture those World War II battles, could I sit down and eat a meal? Could I sit down and eat a meal in the presence of my enemies with that battle raging all around me? Well, guess what? God can supply me with that much comfort. God can supply me with that much comfort. But I got to lean into Him. I got to lean into Him. It doesn't make sense. But He can. And He does. Philippians 4, starting at verse 4. Very, very, very familiar passage, right? Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned and received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice. And the God of peace will be with you. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts in Christ Jesus. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding. You know, the funny thing about that is, we don't have to understand it. We don't have to understand that peace that He gives us. We don't have to understand, you know, the Bible is a great big book. Anybody here understand everything in it? No? Sometimes God does things we don't understand. And He gives us a peace that is beyond our understanding. We don't have to understand it. We just have to receive it. We just have to receive the peace from Him.
Amen.
And you don't have to understand it to receive it. The peace that He brings, the comfort that He pours out upon us, the light that shines into our darkest places. If we try and figure it out, we're going to miss out. We don't have to understand where He's going, what He's doing, how He's working. The light that shines into our darkest places. We don't need to understand it. We just have to receive it. Just open your hearts and receive it. Just open your heart and receive this peace. Open your heart and receive His comfort. Open your heart and receive this light. You know, God has promised to never leave you. God has promised to never forsake you. And, you know, I was thinking about that this morning, and it's like, how can I relate that in a way we'd understand in 2023? Anybody here have a cell phone?
Drew does.
Drew does? He's the only one here that has a cell phone. You don't have to give it to me, don't worry. I'm just saying, do you have a cell phone? I have a cell phone. All right. Almost everybody. Do you ever leave it? Think about it. Most people don't. Most people never leave it. Don't leave home without it, right? If you leave home without it and you get two blocks away, you're going to turn around and go back, aren't you? Mm-hmm. We don't leave our cell phone. God won't leave us. The difference is, one day that cell phone in your hand will be trash. God don't make no trash. Here's bad grammar again. That's okay. I'm from Springfield. I didn't say that out loud, did I? Anyway. God doesn't make any trash. Is that better? Yeah. So he will never leave you like you will never leave your cell phone. Only better. Because he loves you more than you love your cell phone. I know, so that's hard to understand, right? There we go, not understanding. But God has promised to never leave you. God has promised to never forsake you. Not in the darkest valley. Not in the darkest times. Not in the deepest pit. Not in the most difficult season of life. God won't leave you or forsake you. You know, God, anybody go through the valley this year? A lot of people have. Yes. God doesn't do this. God doesn't do this. You're down there in the valley. He's up here on the throne looking down at you saying, hey, good luck with that. You got a mess in your life. Good luck getting out of that one. That's not what God does, is it?
No.
No. Ugh, I'm getting too old for that. God does this. He's down here in the middle of the valley with us. He's down here in the middle of the valley with us, doing life with us. Emmanuel, God with us.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is right here by your side at all time. If we were in a Pentecostal church this morning, I'd say the Holy Ghost is right here by your side at all time. No matter how dark or how deep the valley gets. He's here. He's here. Always and forever. We don't have to do it alone. God has promised to never leave you. God doesn't break his promises.
Amen.
God will never break a promise to you.
Amen.
If you've read it, if he said it, believe it. God has promised to never leave you. God has promised to never forsake you. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you, my God, are with me. You are with me. Will you stand with me as I pray? Father God, Lord, we come to you this morning as a grateful, grateful people. We know that when we walk through the night, when we walk through the dark, when we walk through the troubles in the valley of the shadow of death, you're right there by our side. You never depart. Even though sometimes we can't feel you, even though sometimes we can't see your presence, you're there at all times. And Lord, this day, we just, as we face valleys today in life or tomorrow or any time in the future, Lord, just remind us of your presence, your ever-present help in the time of need. Lord, show up and show off in our lives in the darkest of valleys. Father God, we just want to lift you up right now and praise your name because we know you've been there in the past and you'll be there tomorrow and you're here today. May your kingdom come and your will be done. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Maplewood Nazarene podcast. Maplewood Nazarene is affiliated with the Global Church of the Nazarene, a Wesleyan Holiness denomination with congregations all across the world. If you are in Springfield, look us up at 110 Lawnview Avenue, or you can find us on Facebook or at www.maplewoodnazarene.org.